With kids across Australia being back to school, they need tech devices more than ever for their education. Around 1.4 million young Australians don't have access to a computer at home. With the risk of being left behind, the percentage has increased in 12 months, widening the digital divide across the nation. A not-for-profit is pledging business and organisations to donate used computers to repurpose them to close this gap. The Wise Eduardo Jordan asked CEO of Worker Ventures, Caroline McDade, to explain more about the digital divide in schools.
The data is showing us that the digital access gap is unfortunately widening. The research from the Youth Digital Index, which was published recently by Telstra Foundation, shows that 1.42 million young people in Australia don't have access to a computer at home. Now, of that number, 523,000 are aged 14 and above, so a really critical group.
So why is this digital divide widening in Australia instead of closing, you think?
We don't have solid data that tells us why, but, you know, I guess some of the hypothesis would be cost of living does certainly appear to be a factor. You know, affordability of devices alongside all of the other back-to-school costs are just out of reach for many families. We also hypothesise that there may be a bit of a fear factor for some carers and parents, you know, who potentially don't have high digital literacy levels themselves and potentially a bit afraid of the online world and, you know, which creates a bit of reluctance for them to engage their kids in the digital world.
How will kids benefit from these devices and digital skills, such as ethical use of AI, in the future?
Well, what we do know is that when young people don't have devices, they're far less likely to engage with emerging technologies like AI, within one third of young people saying that they don't use AI at all, so one third of the kids who don't have access to devices at home. And what that does show is that without access, they have weaker fact-checking skills, then they're less able to identify, the validity of data. They're less likely to check that data coming out through AI. And that means that their ability to critically evaluate information and to really build those digital literacy skills, which are so critical, will unfortunately be falling behind. And that means, you know, as AI is exploding globally, we're more likely to see these kids falling behind and not able to keep up.
So I understand as well that some businesses and corporations are helping to donate their used technology to provide this access to kids who need it. How many devices, or what is Workbenches doing to obtain these devices to achieve the aim of providing these to kids who don't have access to these devices?
Yeah, look, Workventures has created, with two other not-for-profits, we've created what's called the National Device Bank. So we launched a website late last year. We've already had thousands of requests for thousands of devices come through. The aim of the National Device Bank is to repurpose devices which are being refreshed by companies and governments. So we know that there are about 10 million laptops, PCs and tablets, and a further 6 million mobile phones, which are refreshed by companies and governments every 5 years. Now, those devices generally are in pretty good condition. We find that the majority of them have a useful second life. And what we do is we data sanitize those devices, we refurbish them, and we preload new software, and then we redistribute them through a network of not-for-profits. So we have a network of over 4,000 not-for-profit and community partners from whom we can distribute devices directly into the communities that need them most. We have a very ambitious goal around this, aiming to have 1 million device pledges by 2030 to really, you know, provide that pipeline of critical devices to young people who are currently missing out well into the future.
And how can businesses, organizations, and the community in general help to donate to the National Device Bank?
So like I said, we're looking for companies and governments, ideally, to pledge their devices when they do a refresh, so when they buy new devices, to donate the devices they're no longer using. So I guess the ask of people in the community would be, if you're working for a company, just ask internally, what do we do with our devices when we no longer need them? And to explore donating those to the National Device Bank. So on our website, which is nationaldevicebank.org.au, we have lots of guidelines for any companies or governments or organisations more broadly who are interested in donating devices, how they can be collected and or delivered to us. So yeah, just exploring what's happening with any organisations that you're involved with. And that could be anything from a charity to a community group to large corporates, and just exploring whether or not you're able to donate those devices.
The CEO of Work Ventures, Caroline McDade, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.